of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. That is Nasty Bitters, The Sip List, and Even After Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love Is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Nasty Bitters is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day.
Hello, welcome to Masturbators Presents, the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network drafts. And in case you're wondering if Dre sucked on some helium, he did not. He's just taking a break from hosting this week. And I, Kendra from Crushgasm, I'm stepping in for a night of drafting that includes classic rock songs and sitcom supporting characters, but with a twist. Once a character from a show's been picked, not only is that character obviously out of play, but so is the show, and we all have Harvey to thank for that one. So everyone, yay. But before we get into the drafts, let's introduce our lovely selves, including our guest today. From Today We Laughed and Learned, Chris. Chris, why don't you go first, and everyone let the listeners know in your introduction what sitcom you would or would have loved to be a supporting character on. Go, Chris.
Well, where I am, it's good morning, everyone. I'm Chris from Today We Laughed and Learned podcast. Me and my friend Deb started a podcast this year. Actually, we're celebrating a one-year anniversary this week. And it was basically just to increase our knowledge because we have kids and our kids have grown and we're trying to get back into the loop of things. But so a sitcom character, because I'm not as young as a lot of you, I would have loved to have been one on Golden Girls.
Ooh, thank you for being a friend.
Well, Amanda, our favorite Golden Girl, go. Not because you're older, but because you're golden.
Wow. No, that was great.
Okay, golden,
you're not old.
Okay. Hey, I'll take it. I'm not old. I'm well refined. I'm Amanda, host of the Sip List podcast, also co-host of An Evening at the Movies and Crime Rewind. There's a lot of shows I'd love to have been a character on, but just because I think I could have been them if I were younger and unmarried, I'm going to go with Sex and the City.
Ooh. Oh, that would have been fun.
Louboutins. Nice. Yes. All right, Dre. And for you.
Hello. yes, thank you for Kendra. I'm actually might hire Kendra to do all my intros now because it's better than what I sound like. Shit, so it's great.
She outshines us all. It's okay.
She really does. My voice is squeaky but clear. Like it's just great. My name is DeAndre Robson, host of Everything Masturbators, and season to season with the guy that we're talking soon. And if I could pick any sitcom, I mean, I should pick Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because I know Harvey won't. But I'm actually going to the league here. Listen, if I could be in the league,
I knew it.
best shit ever. So listen, I go to the league.
All right, your vinegar faces.
Okay. Vinegar strip.
What about you? Hello, Harvey. Hello.
Hi. I'm Harvey, host of two of the podcasts that are in this I Did Not Make These Ranking podcast network. One is Men Are the Prize. That's my podcast. That's for men. The other podcast is the one I host with the hot wife, Carice. That is called Love is Black podcast. You can find each of those podcasts on a particular website. Our podcast, our website, all of our stuff is there. So if you want to make sure your relationship is on a good foot, you can find it there. If you just want to be a man, be open, you can find it there. But today, I am breaking hearts. I am testing your resolve. How much do you really think you know sitcoms? We're going to find out tonight. We're going to find out.
Now that we've all been threatened.
Let's go. Glad I got up for this.
I know where you all live. Most of you. Well, most of you.
Say that. I'm safe.
All right, and Cam, nice to have you back. Hello.
We can
hear you. You're muted.
Well, one thing you know about me is I'm consistent, okay? I'm forever on mute. But yes, I'm freshly threatened. and potentially scared. I don't know. I'm still working on that part with Harvey. Cam, Queen of Masturbators, and back for another week. trying to keep up.
queen of all the masturbation. There you go.
Yep.
Amen.
And what sitcom would you have wanted to be on?
The sitcom I would want to be on is definitely Def. It depends on if what role I get, but it definitely would be Friends. Like, as long as I'm in the family, I don't care if I'm the sister that goes upstairs and never comes back down.
Family Matters.
I'm okay with that. As long as I'm in that house, that's cool. I'm fine.
You'd be Urkel's girlfriend.
She literally went upstairs and did not come back down. I am okay
with that because I'm just Jeffrey. Like,
by the way, I didn't get to mention mine and I completely forgot. Oh. My apologies. Yes, you know, if I could have been on any show, I would have been the one black friend on Golden Girls. I would have been, I mean, yeah,
my neighbor.
Yeah. Now, interesting enough, they spun off Golden Girls. They, like, one of their next door neighbors eventually had Empty Nest. If you guys remember Empty Nest, they spun that off. But at the other side of the house, I would have been the black friend. His name would have been like Desmond or something. And, you know, no, DeAndre, no, that's too black for that. That was like 84, 85. They're not ready.
84, no, you couldn't have that then.
No. I just have to be black.
You got to get
Cletus. They were all named like Mike or Amy.
Cletus and Wilfred.
I needed to be like the non-threatening black guy in the 80s. So I would have been the friend. Chuck. Yes. Oh, wow. I'd have been gay and awesome.
No, they had a gay chef in the very first episode, and then they dumped him. You never saw him again. Never heard about him, nothing. But they had a gay chef on the first episode.
He took it too far too soon.
Yeah. Yep.
He went in the kitchen and then come back out.
And never showed up again.
He didn't do a good enough job, bastard.
And Casey, hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Good evening. Hello. I'm very happy to be here after the clusterfuck that was my phone fiasco earlier that somebody thought was shenanigans, but evidently it's not. But for those of you who don't know, I am fully charged and Harvey is old. So
yes, I am.
I'm very happy to be here. I am the host of An Evening at the Movies, everybody's favorite movie-based podcast. We'll get into the rest of all that later at the end, but I'm happy to be here. And oh, by the way, I would like to announce that An Evening at the Movies appearance on this episode of Masturbators Presents, I Did Not Make These Rankings, the Draft, is brought to you by Pussy Juice.
Pussy Juice.
Oh.
I'm gonna order some.
I got some downstairs. I'll drink one because listen, God of Truth is not the best pussy in the world. So
by the way,
it is.
The fine print at the bottom, all natural juices
and overtaken from meat, and I don't want it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the best pussy in the world.
Well. Pussy.
Oh my god! You That's think funny. You know? Oh my god!
I need to sit on your face.
And again, really quick before we get started, I would also like to say that if I was to be a supporting character on any sitcom, I have a massive ego, and I would like to be on a sitcom where everybody knows my name. And with that said, I would.
They're always glad you came. Wink, wink.
Goes well with that pussy.
Good one.
Yeah. He's got to keep drinking. I heard
it's all theme.
It doesn't feel right hearing Kendra say it's pussy. Don't do that.
I know.
I feel uncomfortable. Don't do that.
I'm old enough to say it, but my voice hasn't hit puberty.
She's a grown-ass woman. She can say what she wants.
Oh, I'm not saying she can't say it. It's
more just in the lower register.
Oh, well, pussy just aside. I'm Kendra from Crunchgasm, and I would be on The Office, obviously, so I could try to have a chance with Jim Halpert. I would have been the Karen Filippelli, and I wouldn't let him go.
Bitch, Pam, I will cut you. I was my man.
I would have cut Pam. At the end of those holiday parties. We're going to get to the drafts and we're kicking it off with classic rock songs. And I just so happen to be going first, followed by Amanda, then Chris, Dre, Harvey, Cam, and Casey. And as always, we're going snake style. So once we get to Casey, who's holding up the rear, he'll you know, don't feel bad for him. He'll get to go first in the second round and so forth and so on. So you guys ready?
Ready.
All right. My first choice, always. Dre, I was not going to trade with you because I wanted Bohemian Rhapsody.
You know, I was trying to get that. Hell yeah. Good pick.
This is gonna.
I didn't even write that. I didn't even put that on my list. We knew that wasn't making it to me. There was no point.
Yeah. I thought I might get it.
Well, what are you gonna get?
Well, since you stole my number one pick, I'm gonna steal one that I think might be somebody else's. I don't know. Either way, it's a great song. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Is that rock though?
That's rock.
That's is it not?
No,
okay, fine.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough. I mean,
okay, fine.
I was having a hard time deciding who's rock and roll, classic rock.
That's what I thought.
Okay, the problem is the time.
No, it's already, you're already done. Took it.
There's a lot of crossover.
47 songs.
I mean, I can put it down. I mean, I'm cool with that.
Well, I'll change it if I can change it.
Nah, it's good. You done said it. We'll just give it the side eye. That's it. That's what we'll do.
Yeah. It just means you didn't take the
Marvin
good ones.
Gaye side eye.
I mean,
she's going anyway. So it doesn't matter.
No side eyes for Chris, but you get to go next.
All right. I'm going to steal a good one. Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin.
Mm. Of course. I literally, I didn't even have that down. No.
Really?
No, because I knew I wasn't getting it. It wasn't getting to me. No, it's a classic. It was coming my way. Mm-hmm.
And Dre, since you didn't get Queen. What are you going to take?
I am going to take Bubba O'Reilly, Bubba Who.
And Harvey?
Decisions.
Don't be a dick.
Don't.
I don't remember that song.
Are you next?
No, those are instructions.
It's either this one or this one. I don't know which one I'm gonna go. Let's see which is heavier. Let's go. All right, because I'm a fan, I'm a monster fan of this person. Let's go with Layla from Derek and the Dominoes. Actually, really, really, it's a Clapton Strack, but you know.
Damn it.
All right, and Cam.
Okay, I didn't think this one was gonna make it to me. Hotel California.
I need that right off. You never said the Eagles. Go ahead, girl.
Okay. I thought I had another.
That is on my road trip playlist. Like, if I'm driving anywhere that's more than 2 hours, know that I sang it twice at least.
All right, and Casey.
I don't want to play. No
I really
more.
Thought Camp I had a chance on that one.
We're gonna go 1980, a little band called AC/DC. You shook me all night long.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that to make it to me either.
Yeah.
Hope was eternal, but no.
All right, wound ones done. You want me to say it, Dre? Or?
I saw you.
Okay, so we have Bohemian Rhapsody, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Stairway to Heaven, Bob O'Reilly, Layla, Hotel California, and You Shook Me All Night Long. All great picks. And Casey, you get to go again. Yay.
This one may not be worthy of a second round pick, but I'm afraid that if I don't take it now, somebody else is going to take it. And it is a main staple from one of my all-time favorite TV dramas from a TV show named Supernatural. It is 1976, Kansas, Carry On, My Wayward Son.
And
all right. And Cam?
Sorry, I'm trying to keep track.
I'm just marking them all off my list.
Okay. So I'm actually glad that
I know.
I got two out of my top three. I'm gonna go with Slow Ride. Thank you, Guitar Hero.
Take it easy. Harvey.
I've realized that so far my picks will have a good solo somewhere in that song. So therefore, you can't go wrong with Freebird.
Leonard Skinner, oh, baby.
Come on.
Son of an onion.
Serious?
Yes, I'm thoroughly serious. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I expected that to go.
He's not opposed to
this. Yeah, well, it should have. Chris.
Oh, got Chris mad, Dre.
they're falling off rapidly.
Yes, they are.
should I go here? All right, fuck it. Let's go old time rock and roll.
Okay. Bob Seger? Is that Bob what that Seger. Is? Is that him?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Chris.
I'm gonna take Dream On, Aerosmith.
Damn it. Oh, Chris. Can I like veto as like the host?
Wow, I thought that was gonna go early, so I'll just grab it now.
Good song.
Had it my fourth. All right, Amanda.
I guess. Oh, there's too many. I'm gonna take Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss.
All right, there goes my number four.
Since I'm wearing my Kiss shirt.
Aw. Oh.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again. Shirt,
but whatever.
Amanda, what was your choice?
Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss.
Okay, a lot of my list went away that round. I gotta go with, I'm gonna go AC/DC too, but I'm going Highway to Hell.
Nice. That was a backflip. Never mind. Oh.
I'm not coming on Crush Gas.
I didn't realize how much I love that rock until we're going through this, and I'm like, damn, I love that song.
Yeah, I know.
All from like good movie scenes, I feel like.
True. Yes, a well scored movie should have a classic rock song.
All right.
The playlist is going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That's true. That's going to be awesome.
My Wayward Son, Slow Ride, Freebird, Old Time Rock and Roll, Dream On, Rock and Roll All Night, and Highway to Hell. They really were about all just rock and roll.
Yeah.
All the lyrics. All right. So for my third pick, I'm going to go Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, damn you, Kendra.
Damn you. Damn you to hell. Damn you.
At this point, I suspect that she's going to take at least two things off of you.
Yeah, my God.
All right, Amanda.
Well, interestingly enough, my next choice is also a Fleetwood Mac song. I am going with The Chain.
The Chain.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Everyone should pick Fleetwood Mac this round.
Yeah, there's right, plenty. Chris?
I wrote that one. No, because I've crossed them off my list now.
Yeah.
I am going to go with, what about Barracuda by Heart?
Oh, that's
ooh, yeah.
Okay. I was rocking with Chris. She was doing fine.
Dre?
Shit. Now I make sure that this is releasing. Because I don't know if it's mixed right. Nope, I'm not going to do that because they'll laugh at me because that's not where I was going to. Let's go More Than a Feeling, Boston.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, good one.
I thought that, is that, what year is that?
More Than a Feeling, Boston is...
I trust you.
1976.
Okay. Love Boston. They wrote a song named Amanda. Oh, it was after it was a great I was born, song. But it's okay.
It was beautiful a great song.
No, I was named after the Barry Manilow song Mandy, unfortunately.
I don't know. I actually like that one.
When Can't Hardly Wait came out, or you like,
yes. God. George says that to me to this day. You're named after a dog. Anyway.
Dre?
Oh, I went. No, it's Harvey.
Oh, yes, Harvey.
Still options sitting here. I am going to go. Okay, let's go with Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple.
Nice.
I hate you.
Love Deep Purple.
Just saying.
It's okay. I mean, hey, it's an emotion, and I want you to feel it. Towards me, especially.
It's therapy today.
Now smoke on the water. Woo!
Hart, he promised. He threatened. So
Sam, yeah. I told you, heart's broken. Souls
wait till the next. Wait till the next round.
Yeah, Cam. Mm-hmm.
This is very hard because I feel like what I don't say will be snatched up. Okay, can I just go with the classic? I Love Rock and Roll.
Is that 80s?
Oh, we already did that. No, we didn't do it.
I think that's from the 80s.
Remember, it's from the year 80 and back. So.
Yes, it's 1975.
Okay. Oh, okay, cool.
Who sang that? Joan Jett and the Blackhearts?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that song was that old. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
That felt very 80s. Casey.
Wait. Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. It was Rock and Roll with 1975. That cover was in 81.
Yeah.
Oh, so who did the first one?
Yeah. Now I've got to go back. Damn, I didn't have that.
That's one right. Minute. That is 81.
Alan Merrill apparently wrote the original. And Alan Merrill and someone named Jane Hooker.
Oh.
It's just the name that gets me, but
yeah, of course, it hooks you.
What a great version you picked,
Jake Hooker.
Yeah, the Arrows performed the first version in 75, and then the one we know is from 81.
So, are you picking the 75 one?
I have to. I went down this rabbit hole.
You wait now.
Oh, good news! It looks like Britney Spears also did it too, somewhere in the
2000s. She did in that beautiful movie Crossroads.
Oh, jeez.
Talk about cinematic classic.
Right here.
I have a friend who that is their absolute favorite movie.
I will shoot that down in a heartbeat.
I'll do it without you. I love that movie.
You don't have access to the anchor account. So.
Anyway, it's your turn.
That's your turn, Casey.
Oh, it is my turn. I feel like in honor of my veto, I want to pick a song that is featured throughout the Halloween franchise. A band by the name of Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
I thought that would get back to me.
Nope. That's why when you made your pick, I started smiling.
All right, round three, we have Go Your Own Way and The Chain, two Fleetwood Mac songs, The Barracuda, More Than a Feeling, Smoke on the Water, I Love Rock and Roll from the 70s, not the 80s, and Don't Fear the Reaper. Casey, go ahead and go again.
All right, fuck this shit. I'm getting paybacks because somebody took a song that I actually wanted to take ahead of Blue Oyster Cult. And as stupid and ridiculous as it might sound, I'm going with Chuck Berry, My Ding-a-Ling.
A rock and roll classic.
Oh my God. Good pick. Oh my
Casey, goodness. Since you picked that song, look who I have here. Blue Oyster Cult, not.
Cam,
I feel like now I have to double check all of my stuff, but I think this one is good either way. I'm gonna go with
Born. That's okay, Harvey. You're screwing it.
Summer pussy. Oh. Damn it.
Did you say something?
I'm a daughter of a pussy, but okay.
No. I said son of a person. Son of a person.
Okay. I thought you said son of a pussy. I was just like,
I'm about to say.
I feel like I know where you're going with this.
That's so much pussy tonight. Harvey.
Yeah. Say it again, Kendra.
You started, Harvey.
Say it like the girl in Harlem Nights. Pussy. Or pussy. Isn't that Harlem Nights? No, that's Boomerang.
Yeah, Grace that's Jones. Boomerang. Yes. Pussy.
When are we gonna fuck? Okay. All right.
All right. My pick, I'm going back in time to the originator. To the creator of rock and roll. His name is Little Richard, and we go Tutti Frutti. That's Tutti the man Frutti. Who started this shit. Don't get it twisted. Rock is black. It is black.
Tutti frutti dingling. This round is wild.
I've run out of choices, quite honestly.
So it's on me. Let's go Elton John here. Let's go Rocket Man.
Damn you.
That was supposed to be my question. I was supposed to finish my list with that.
I thought that would get to my bench. I'm stupid. Damn you, Dre.
No, that was considered. Dang it. All right, Chris.
Was it considered?
Right. I don't know. He's a piano. Sparkles.
Sparkles?
Wait a minute.
I don't know if he's rock and roll or just like adult contemporary.
I didn't put it on John because I didn't feel like he was classic rock. I mean, I know he's
adult contemporary, VH1.
Elton's classic rock.
What? Okay, never mind.
All right. Well, nobody took Jimi Hendrix, so I'm going to take All Along the Watchtower.
Nice pick. Nice pick.
That means there's another one.
Hey, relax.
I'm looking to win.
I won't do it. I am actually going to go with Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones.
I didn't even think of that.
Nope.
The Stones are ultimate classic rock. I wrote down like five songs.
I've got the Stones on my list, but I
didn't
think
but not that song.
Paint It Black.
God. For me, I'm gonna go Peace of My Heart, Janis Joplin.
Oh,
Janis. Can't go.
Good pick.
All right. This round we had My Ding-a-ling.
Wait. Kendra, please, one more time.
My ding-a-ling.
Is that your ringtone from now on, Dre?
That's
Dre's
new ringtone.
First time. This round we have. I need that because I'm going to have a million TikToks for the first time.
Hendrix, shit. All Along the Watchtower. Watchtower? Water Tower.
Watchtower.
Watchtower.
Paint It Black and Peace of My Heart. And so we're starting round five. All right. There's not a lot left on my list. I'm going to go for a banger. I'm going to go... I think Votes, Another Brick on the Wall, Part 2, Pink Floyd. you can tell I've never heard that song. I just know the name of it.
It's a banger, but I've never heard it before.
You've heard it. I promise you've heard it. We don't need no education.
Sorry, Kendra, what did you pick again? Sorry. God.
Another Brick on the Wall, Part 2, Pink Floyd. And Amanda?
This is so weird, me and you being on the same wavelengths, because I was going to pick a Pink Floyd song next.
Ooh.
But I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to go with Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Oh my God. And in 20 years, Incubus, Wish You Were Here will be classic rock.
Which I love. Incubus is the best.
Brandon. Chris?
All right. Well, I think we should stay on the same theme because I was going to go Come to Be Numb by Pink Floyd.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that was going to make it back to me.
I didn't think it'd make it, but.
Sorry, Sam.
Comfortably Numb.
Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd.
Wish You Were Here is actually my favorite song of theirs.
It is really good.
Dre, keeping Pink Floyd alive?
No, I am not.
Well, that's no fun.
Let's go back, Queen. Let's go to a song that if you actually play sports and you always hear the song. Let's go. Mm-hmm. We Will Rock.
You son of a bitch.
As a fat child, no, I did not hear that song ever.
That was the bus ride back.
Harvey?
Decisions. I still have a few options sitting here. I feel like I've started to, I went black, I'm deep purple. Then I went to Little Richard, so I'm black here. I'm getting dark. Let's keep it going. I'm going to go with, let's go with Purple Haze.
You ready?
You got my pen.
So, Cam, as soon as you said that, I was like, I'm not going to take Purple Haze from her. And then Harvey goes and does it.
You bald headed. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not lying, though. I mean,
David, I just cleaned this up.
That's, I was like, that's why I stopped there. I was like, that's the only thing that I'm allowed to. That was supposed
the
to
question
be.
The question is, would you have rather me had it or Harvey? Because then I'll know for next time.
I really, being that you let me have it, or I felt like it was an unspoken, I assume people would respect that.
And get that memo. Get that memo. Y'all got to tell me this stuff. Like, I can't read mine.
This is live.
Rewind the tape. Rewind the tape.
Well, Cam, how are you going to get him back?
Yeah.
Ooh, it'll no. I, he was talking about we know everybody's addresses. Okay, Harvey.
Oh wow. Postal threat.
I'd sleep with one eye open if I were you.
Oh shit! It's okay. It's all right. This is fun. I like this. Oh, I love my bench is going. Oh,
Peter Shapiro 3 weeks ago.
I'm
asshole.
Excited.
I'm going to keep the peace. Especially because my mama said I should respect my elders. So I'm going to let it go.
Wow. Oh, my God.
See what happens when you piss Cam off?
Woo. Okay, I'm going to go with School's Out.
Oh, nice. School's Out for summer. Sorry, I feel obligated to sing every song. I need to stop.
I hear you.
It helps people know what it is, like what our picks are, if it's not like obvious to them.
There will be people who don't know them. Yeah.
That's true. Or they didn't know that they know them, because most of these songs, once you hear like Smoke in the Water, I didn't have a clue what that was, but as soon as I played it, as soon as it starts, like, oh, I know that stuff. Oh my God.
Yeah,
I've always known that. Yeah.
And Casey, what about you?
1968.
Ooh.
Iron Butterfly, Inna Gotta Da Vida.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Wow.
Interesting.
I'm not going to lie. I'm looking forward to putting this playlist together after this episode's done.
I can't lie. This is going to be good.
It's a good one.
I'm going to work out to this playlist. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, for real.
All right. Well, Harvey will be doing leg day to a lot of Pink Floyd because we got Brick on the Wall Part 2, Wish You Were Here, and Comfortably Numb. And then we got We Will Rock You, Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze, really upset Cam, but she recovered with Alice Cooper, School's Out. And then we got Inna Gotta Da Vida. Good choice, Casey. And you get to kick us off last round of this one. What's your bench?
All right. Fiat. So I've stayed Caucasian. I went a bit black with my ding-a-ling.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
I want to see Harvey working out to that song.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to go south of the border with this one.
You son of a bitch. I know you don't tell you son of a bitch.
Yes, I am. 1958. In honor of Coming Soon on an Evening at the Movies, Richie Valens, La Bamba.
Motherfucker. God damn it.
That's a good pick.
That is good.
My bench.
I really do not think that was
my bench is long gone.
Ah, god damn it.
All right, Cam.
I just want to say that at this point, I'm completely fucked. I had a solid plan in the beginning, and it was going good, and it just went to shit really fast at the end.
That's how the show goes, baby.
Well, you think now? Wait until the freaking next draft.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that I already knew was going to be a shit show, so I was like, I was prepared for that. Like,
true.
This one, I was kind of on the fence about it because I guess I was kind of worried about whether we were going to have the genre conversation. Superstition.
No, not Stevie.
Stevie's not, I mean,
guys, we're prejudiced.
It was Just because it was loud, I don't know if I consider that rock and roll.
I was like, is it how it makes me feel, or is it the actual category?
I will give
y'all let me have Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
That's all. Yeah, just
that's like, true.
Yeah,
that's
give true. It to
her. Yeah. I had a list of like questionables. This is definitely on it, but we let the other one go, so I thought I was going to slide. Yeah.
No, bro, you can have that.
You can have it.
But like, if you want to win for that one, go ahead. Okay.
So you.
It's right on the edge. Does I'm Coming Out count?
Chaka Khan.
That's closer to this. No, Diana Ross. Diana Ross. I'm Coming Out. Yeah, that's more. I wouldn't give that a rock. That's not.
Okay, y'all need to let me switch my song now.
Nah, you keep what you keep, but you know.
Sorry. Oh, I see how.
No. You see how this goes.
I gave you the chance. I say you can have it. I say you can have the chance.
No, because I wanted to like, but I'm just like, it's also hard because I'm like trying to cross off a multiple list. You guys are fucking with my shit.
Shit, fucking with my shit.
Just take superstition.
Okay. No. I wanted to be officially like in. I'm gonna go back to my original definites. I'm gonna go Running with the Devil.
Mm. Nice.
I just wanted to like switch up my list and give some diversity, but
there'll be none of that.
Are we sure that
none of that this evening?
I'm so sorry.
None of that.
Is it the year?
I'm checking now.
I don't want to do it to her, but I'm like, is that 1980 or before?
Running with the Devil?
Yeah, because it's
let me go back. Like
1978.
Yeah. All right.
Nice.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
You did it.
Boop, 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 boop. Third time's a charm.
Right? No, he took me a whole bunch of tries.
All right. I can't keep it black. Oh, I actually technically I could. Do I keep it black or do I come back to the white side?
Now you know you won't keep it black.
It's not rock.
You know what? I'm gonna go with Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones.
Good one. I wrote that down to you.
All right, Dre.
All right, welcome back to the Kids' Choice Awards, hosted by Andrew.
I've been with so much fun. I stole a towel from the Orlando Bloom, threw his slime towel in the crowd, and I played tug of war with these two siblings for it because I was like, "Yeah,
when are we getting slime?"
A few years ago, when I got it out under my bed, there were like bugs. I did have to
flip them at the knee. You take somebody out at the knee, you always win.
We're getting that towel.
Kick him in the shin.
All right, for my bench, I gotta go with my poker people. I'm going the Joker by the Steve Miller Band.
Ah, that was mine.
Oh, me the.
Oh.
Chris, you seemed upset by that.
Yes, because that was what I was picking.
It hurts when it's the person right before you.
Yes, it does.
One pick, damn it.
There's plenty of songs out there. Couldn't you pick something else?
I could have.
All right.
You could pick something else.
You definitely can.
All right. I have. All right. What about David Bowie? Space Oddity.
Nice.
Space 69. Oddity. Yeah.
No, I know the song. I just want to make sure that it's not 80s.
Oh, that's old David
it's
Bowie.
It's actually 70s. Early, it's
that's
old.
Oh, yes.
Oh, definitely.
It's
a year older than my mom.
He hadn't even met Iman yet.
That's some early David Bowie
shit. That was pre Black Woman. That's pre.
Wow.
Amanda.
Okay, I have a question first, and we can just put it to a vote.
That's one no.
Wow. Go ahead, ask the question.
After Kendra goes, can I change out my first pick? Because I think
no.
I say yes. I vote yes.
Everybody's going to say it's R&B. It's not classic rock.
I mean, listen, we did the same thing for Harvey last week. When he,
that's because I picked something wrong. I picked.
You were like, is it okay?
Okay, if you say yes, just raise your hand.
Yeah, he picked yes. I said I think you should do it because Harvey did it last week. I think you do it.
I didn't do anything last week. Let's not be putting this shit on me, man.
No.
I was just incorrect.
Here's what happened. You picked something from the '70s in your same round three.
Right. So I had to.
And then you went to round four, and then you went back to round three to go back to round four.
I had to. I ended up picking two because I was unaware that there was like a time constraint for these picks.
But we said
my song is not classic rock, so I think I should get to choose a classic rock song.
I think that you should choose a classic rock song after Kendrick. Okay. Because it's not going to be
a good one. After Kendrick.
After Kendrick. But I am going to pick my bench now. My bench is going to be Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. Oh, that's okay. Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
And for my bench, I'm going Black Magic Woman by Santana.
Nice.
That was on my list. Yeah, good one. Very good.
Kendra, when Santana. I tell you I almost picked Evil Ways by Santana, we're like on the same wavelength today.
I had a Rolling Stone too.
All right, Amanda, you get to redo your first
what
pick.
Is your...
All right. This has to be classic rock, I think, even though it's softer. Turn, Turn, Turn by the Birds.
Yeah.
Do you agree, or you guys still disagree with that?
It doesn't matter. It's definitely rock. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
the rock.
It's closer it's than rock. Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Okay. You're right. That's
that was my bad.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. All good. You're welcome. Yep. All right, so I will say our things. I was going to say the song. Mine was Bohemian Rhapsody, Highway to Hell, Go Your Own Way, Peace of My Heart, Brick on the Wall. And Black Magic Woman, Amanda had Turn, 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 Rock and Roll All Night, The Chain, Paint It Black, Wish You Were Here, Joy to the World, Chris, Stairway to Heaven, Dream On, Darn You for That, Barracuda, All Along the Watchtower, Comfortably Numb, and Space Oddity, Dre, Baba O'Reilly, Old Time Rock and Roll, More Than a Feeling, Rocket Man, We Will Rock You, and The Joker, Harvey, Layla, Freebird, Smoke on the Water, Tutti Frutti, Purple Haze, Smoke on the Water's a Person, Deep Purple, Tutti Frutti, Purple Haze, and Sympathy for the Devil. Cam, you had Hotel California, Slow Ride, I Love Rock and Roll, Born to be Wild, School's Out, and Running with the Devil. And Casey, You Shook Me All Night Long, Carry On My Wayward Son, Don't Fear the Reaper, My Ding-a-Ling, In a Gata de Vida, and La Bamba. So, before we go to our second draft, Dre, do you want to let everyone know who won the last draft?
Jesus. All right, the last two drafts, we have the 80s and 90s sci-fi movies. Tie for third was Kendra and Amanda. Second was myself, and third was Casey because fuck Star Wars. That's why.
First.
Star Wars. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And for 80 songs that never hit number one, we got a tie for third again with myself and Chris. Number two was Harvey. And first was Amanda. Woo! So,
and who votes against Purple Rain? That's just all I want. That's
so next week we'll be doing 90s comedy movies and 90s songs that were on movie soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, also, it's a little twist for 90s comedy movies because myself, Amanda, and Casey already did this draft a long time ago. So we're going to keep when we do it, but we can't pick any of the picks that we picked the first draft. We can pick everybody else's picks, but not those picks.
Good luck, guys.
It makes it real interesting. I think
there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we ready for what I feel is going to be a really frustrating draft?
I don't think anybody's ready for this.
No,
let's go, baby.
Just to remind everybody, once the show has been picked, you can't pick a character from that show. It's gone. It's got canceled. It is out of here. So this round is going to be started by Harvey, Amanda, me, Cam, Dre, Chris, Casey, again, last. But you know you get to go second, sneak sound, all that good jazz. So Harvey, get it over with. Pull the band aid.
Really good. Are we going to name the character, or are we just going to name the sitcom to make it easier?
No, we're going to name the character and sitcom.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. This makes me happy. In a lot of ways, but I was gonna be evil about it and pick y'all favorite shows, but I'm like, I'm not doing it. There's only one person.
Pick their favorite shows.
Not yet. There's only one supporting character, the epitome of which fits this, and it is a gentleman by the name of Stephen Quincy Urkel. Family Matters, and that is my first pick because that dude saved that show. But he went around to like episode 3 or 4.
He's a supporting character.
Very supporting character.
Technically, he was a supporting character first. I can give him that because he was a supporting character first.
Okay,
and then he came in. Yeah, I mean,
he was supporting.
It was definitely
The star, but he wasn't the star. This show was supposed to be based off of the family of Carl and what was Helen? What was her name? I forgot what her name was.
Who cared?
But whatever
the hell her name was. Harriet Winslow.
Harriet. Yeah, I was trying to give him time. Like
Harriet, Helen. I got an H. I was close. All right. Let's go.
All right, Amanda.
This is hard.
This is hard.
You're welcome. All of you are welcome.
Because there's one I want to take, and I feel like if I don't, Dre's going to take it, but it's not really my first choice.
Oh, Dre have a different strategy overall. God's truth. Okay. I probably won't pick any of my favorites. I'm not going to.
He's here to screw people.
He's got to leave them for me.
I'm going to go with Kitty Foreman from that 70s show.
You asshole!
That was nice. That's interesting because that just wipes out everybody.
Everybody's that 70s show.
Yep.
Nice.
I'm going with an educator. I'm going Mr. Feeny, Boy Meets World.
No. I knew Kendra was going to take that one. I even write it down.
All right, Kim.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to have to take a different approach with you people.
Oh, see, she said you people. When I say that, y'all get mad.
We're in trouble.
I'm going to just go ahead and just do the I don't care if I ever win situation. I'm going to go with, let's start with Rajesh Kuthrapali from Big Bang.
Oh, my God.
Good pick.
Oh, my God.
Good pick.
Oh, Big Bang wiped out a lot for everyone.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me make sure I spell this person's name.
My list is not long enough.
I told you.
Oh my God.
Cam, I will tell you, I went really off the wall with a lot of mine, except for like the first one or two.
You have to.
I
picked some really obscure people.
Yeah.
And this is why.
But my thing is, even if I pick up to a person, if they're on the same show, it all wipes out. That's why I was like, are we going to say the names or are we just going to say the show and get it over with? Because it kind of
Like, you got to wipe out the show.
Go ahead. Character name.
It's got to be the character name.
And this is why I love this draft, because I get the fuck people. I'm going Phoebe Friends.
I thought we agreed Friends was an ensemble of the six.
She went right to Kuthrapali, so technically it's an ensemble as well. So,
Raj was more side character,
and so was Phoebe. Phoebe wasn't the main character, and went nowhere near it actually. So, if Raj is a side character, Phoebe definitely is a side character. So,
I have to disagree because I watched both shows heavily, whereas Big Bang Theory, it's really about Sheldon. His roommate.
That's what I said. That show is a Sheldon show.
Rajesh and the Jew. Just kidding. Lord, no, but they're in the friend group, but there are episodes where they're not there. Like, it's Whereas Friends is kind of just like, it's specifically about these group of girls and these group of guys, like,
right. For Janice, for the definition,
we could take Mr. Feeny off the board because
no, that show is about Corey.
I'm just saying, though, if we turn that definition of just the episode about them. Then you take
That was giving an example.
What I'm saying is that Phoebe's not the main character whatsoever. I mean,
she was never supposed to be the main character anyway.
Friends is literally about those six friends. Like, so just say Janice. Right? Just say Janice, so we can move on.
No. I want to Phoebe.
Gunther, Mike.
If I can't get Phoebe, I won't get Phoebe. It is what it is.
What?
No. I mean, I give it to you. I went to the fuck.
Hard stance. I see you, bro. Hard stance. Okay.
What is okay? Okay. I will let the rest of the delegation decide how this is going to be handled.
Let me see who's picked.
Well, of course, if he picks Janice, it's going to make his list lousy because people don't love Janice.
My point exactly. I'm going to piss my dad.
Everybody loves Janice.
I love Janice.
Everyone who likes that show loves Janice.
I wouldn't vote for Janice. That's the point I care to.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Thing.
Okay. Let's go.
Janice.
Let's go black hair. Who left?
Harvey.
Back. Harvey. Anyway, let's go black hair. And let's go Stanley Hudson from The Office.
Let him have friends. Y'all should have gave me that pick.
That, my friends, is a kick in the pussy. Like,
not the pussy again.
God,
not even the best one. And
what happened?
Going with Kevin.
Meredith.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. I was off for a second. Who did we end up going
from
with?
The Office.
I went Stanley Hudson from The Office.
Okay.
I actually wrote down Aaron. If the office got to me, I was going to take Aaron.
Wanted to go black. Okay. So there you go. I wanted to go black and take off the list. There you go.
All right. Chris?
I'm going with George Costanza from Seinfeld.
Good pick. I had him. He was number two on my list. Yeah.
Nice.
And Casey?
Which means Kramer's gone too.
Okay. I'm so sorry about that.
That's my character.
Casey, I will kill you.
Barney Stinson, How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, come on.
Really? I wanted to pick Ranjit, you jerk.
Well, that concludes a very hectic and hostile round.
We still got five more rounds to go.
Yeah. I'm a little scared. Urkel from Family Matters, Kitty from That 70s Show, Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World, Raj from The Big Bang Theory, Stanley from The Office, George from Seinfeld, and Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother. Yeah. All right.
What's the question mark at the end?
Two.
What?
And I just want on record there, Amanda, you may have wanted Ranjit, but I wanted Red fucking Foreman, so zip it.
Okay.
We're even.
Your turn.
Oh, yeah. I get to go again. Pops, Blackish.
You mother.
Which one? Who?
Pops. He said Pops. There's only one Pops on Blackish.
I didn't hear Pops.
That's a damn good pick. That is a excellent pick.
I thought about that today at work. I was like, damn, I got to write black.
I wrote that down. Good old Larry.
Good pick. I need some color on my list.
Yes.
Good old Larry Fishburne.
Me again, huh? Okay.
Larry.
I don't like anything on any of these. How about...
God damn it.
I'm going to pick Ruby from The Cosby Show.
Wait, Rudy?
Rudy? Rudy. Okay, I was thrown off. Okay, gotcha. Okay, good. Nice. Pick.
Yeah.
Very good pick.
Rudy Huckleberry.
Sounded like you were upset by that.
That's a good pick. That will. Okay.
What you got?
So it's on me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to do one thing, just one time, just to do this real quick. Not you. I don't want you. I want this person right here.
Oh,
I want this person right here. I am going Ethel Marquez. I Love Lucy.
That's fine.
I thought it was Ethel Merman, but
Ethel Mertz.
It's Mertz. It's Mertz. You're right. Mertz. Okay.
Mertz. Okay. And call you a like you did Harvana.
Whatever. Little
Ethel. Okay. I Love Lucy.
That's a damn good pick, by the way.
That's a classic pick.
Mm-hmm. I told y'all, I'm just scared to fuck with people.
Clearly.
Okay. I feel like because everyone's trying to like have like this, I don't know what's going on. This shit is it's a fucking lot. Okay. But since they left it on the table, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. I'm gonna go with Jazz from Fresh Prince.
My next pick was gonna be Jeffrey from Fresh Prince.
I love this. I'm so proud of myself with this pick. You are welcome.
This is amazing.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh, this is so good.
I feel like this is the end of the
It was on the table for way too long. I was like, what's happening? I felt like it was a trick.
And new Jazz is hot.
Everyone on that show is gorgeous.
Everyone on that show is hot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So good
too.
So I just want to I'm glad that I got a chance to be in this network with you guys, but I feel like this is the end of the network as we know it.
There's an obvious we need a
referee.
Right now.
All right.
I think we're good, but for my second pick, I'm going Titus from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Ooh,
good freaking pick. Good pick.
Kendra?
That's he's so good. One of the best characters ever.
Cat fight.
He is though. He's hilarious.
Never won for that role. Shane, Amanda.
I'm big mad at you right now. Because okay, I'm gonna go with Kimmy Gibbler from Full House.
Wow, okay. I thought that was
definitely on my list.
I thought that was gonna sit. Oh,
I did too. I'm like, nobody's gonna pick that one.
Damn,
she's the best part of the reboot.
I thought Kendra would want it, so I was like, I better take it.
She's really good in the reboot. Harvey.
That's the best picks. Makes me happy. I've got a few options here.
Chaos. You don't pick it, I will. Just let you know.
Yeah. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I am gonna go with Just Jack.
Come on! I was gonna pick Karen.
No. I wrote down Karen too.
What show is that?
Will and Grace.
I ain't watching.
You didn't watch Will and Grace?
That's so good.
Wow.
It was actually hilarious.
It was just really a good show.
I say that to my dog all the time because his name is Jack. I'm like, just Jack.
I realize I make a lot of references that no one knows what the fuck I'm talking about, and I never explain it. I just laugh and walk away like it was so good.
Karen is my spirit animal. She carries around a box of wine.
Me and my brother used to do the tummy touch that Karen and Jack do in the intro. That's how
it's so cute. Okay.
So round two, we had Pops from Blackish, really good pick. Rudy Jack. From The Cosby Show, Ethel from I Love Lucy, Jazz from Fresh Prince, Titus from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Kimmy Jerk. Gibbler from Full House, and Jack from Will and Grace. So third round.
Harvey, you better pick it or I will. Just let you know. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm going back in time for this one.
Okay.
To an underappreciated show with a great theme song. I'm going with Sandra Clark from 227.
Nice.
Not my pick that I was going to do, but really good show though. 227 was amazing.
You won an Emmy for that part. Mm-hmm. First year she won an Emmy for that. That says it all. They gave an Emmy to a black person. Okay, go ahead.
The way you said that, man.
My next pick is going to be Rafi from the League.
Good. Well, no, mine is good show. Wrong person. You could have been anybody else.
Well, it don't matter because the show is done.
I was going to pick Pete, but I'm not sure if that's what I don't get about the whole ensemble thing because Pete was my number one choice.
I would have picked Taco.
Oh, yeah.
When Rafi is having sex with that watermelon, then she has a head. She
had babies. She was pregnant.
I must have missed that episode. Welcome sex with a watermelon? I see that shit. Okay.
She had sex with a watermelon. You say, oh, she had babies.
He's like, Michael Jackson's dead already.
How's Whitney taking it?
I didn't want to pick one of the five main characters because I wasn't sure if that was considered an ensemble because I think it kind of is. So anyway, whatever. The League's gone.
Okay. Let's sum it up.
I'm going with a character from The Good Place. I'm going Janet, the robot.
Oh,
I had the judge written down. Judge June.
All right, Cam.
Yeah, it's on Cam.
Look, you were like,
he was ready to pick.
Call your test there, buddy.
I have a bomb, and I'm going to let him. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with Tom Haverford from Parks and Rec.
Why didn't you pick April? She's better.
Sounds hilarious.
I had April written down.
I have a thing about Aziz Ansari.
So before I make this pick, I want to make sure that we're not picking the main person. We're picking the people around it, right?
Right.
It's supporting, right. Yes.
Supporting. Okay.
Right.
So, with that being said, I'm going Martin Crane, Frasier.
Frasier's the name.
Yeah, how did we go almost four rounds?
I'll pick in Frasier.
I feel like nobody knows Frasier.
No, honestly, My very first pick was going to be Martin Crane. But then I was like, if nobody picks Frasier, I want the dog.
Oh, Eddie would have been amazing. Oh, my God.
That would have actually been a very good choice.
If it did, damn it.
You should have picked all the dogs, like the Married with Children. Like
yeah. Kevin, yeah, the whole theme going.
I really
that'll
thought
be a whole topic. Shows with the best pets. Right.
Chris?
Oh, decisions. I think I'm a little surprised this one didn't go yet. What about Two and a Half Men, Alan, the brother?
I wrote down one. Berta.
Berta's amazing.
Berta's a good one, too. Yeah, she's.
And Casey? Casey, you're muted.
Hey, you pulled a can.
Okay, now all you need is a fire alarm beeping.
It's been 4 months. At least.
I'm going to let it go. It went on forever.
I'm going to get some old batteries and switch them out so you guys can suffer. So just get on my phone and just
I was going to go with yeah, Berta for my next pick, but Chris kind of climbed your way up my shit list with that one. So
I apologize.
That's fine.
No, don't apologize to him.
No apologize.
I don't really mean it.
No apologies.
Be happy with that. No, nice. Flaunt that. Oh, is flaunt that was
it. Wait till you hear my next pick.
We'll invite you back. You don't have to be nice.
All's fair in love and war. And again, because I like to have a big ego and I need to have people that know my name, I'm going to go with Woodrow Tiberius Boyd. From Cheers.
Woody from Cheers. Oh,
I had Coach.
I had Coach too. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even write down a Cheers character because I didn't think it would get.
I didn't think it was gonna.
Not the whole Cheers in the third round.
The epic ensemble, the absolute epic ensemble show. Woody, Coach, Diane. Oh my God, so many people.
All right, my next pick.
Stay with my hat. All right, so in that round, we had Sandra Clark from 227, Rafi from The League, Janet from The Good Place, Tom from Parks and Recreation, Martin Crane from Frasier, Alan from Two and a Half Men, and Woody from Cheers. Cool. All right, that was a little less hostile. That's good. That's good. All right, Casey's kickoff round 4.
Don't
be a dick.
Too late.
I need some more color on my list. So, in the words of Halandre, I'm going to keep it black. And I'm going to go with Shanene from Martin.
You fucking picked this girl, my goodness.
Casey, yo. No,
literally my next pick. Literally.
Comfortably. My next pick. If you win this, I'm completely fine with you winning. I'm
you
fine.
Should
with
win.
I am fine with Shanene. That is
brilliant.
I really
was the only one that was going to think of Shanene.
Damn,
oh,
that's a good pick.
Yeah. Why would you think that?
I was thinking Shanene.
Better supporting actress than her.
Oh, oh my goodness. Yeah. She's the genius of Martin. Like
Shanene, his mom.
You.
Oh my goodness, she's amazing.
For the mom. All right. Well, now it's going to get hostile again. Chris?
It is hostile.
It's that. Well, I think actually this is going to get voted down.
Okay.
that's positive thinking. Well, I was going with Patrick Starr from SpongeBob.
No, that's good. No. The show is called SpongeBob. Everybody else is supporting.
No, that's not what
but
I meant.
But is it this animated only, like, cover?
No, yeah, I don't know.
Like not cartoons.
Just opened a whole new door for me, though. I'll tell you
that. What the hell? That completely changes.
Animated choices. You guys stay away.
Oh my god, that's great. I'm gonna need a moment.
I'm surprised Trevor hasn't gone animated yet.
Me too, actually.
I didn't think you're my spirit animal
because I wrote down Patrick.
Dre.
Yeah, that did open up a can of books for me.
Don't you fucking do it, Dre. I will never forgive you.
I should have picked mine.
You are about to not.
You know where you're going, Cam.
Dre.
Go ahead, dude.
Don't play with me, Dre.
Do it.
Hold on.
Don't you dare.
I'm going Maggie Simpson, The Simpsons.
Damn it.
You didn't go where I thought you were going to go.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else.
Because the baby's the best part of it. So listen, look, Maggie Simpson, The Simpsons.
I was going to pick Flanders.
I was Krusty.
Nice.
Oh my god, this is the animated just completely fucked my god.
it's a whole
just what I thought. I was like, okay, I might be able to get through this.
I thought for sure Kendra was gonna have some. I was like, I wrote down like 5 animated ones because I was like, Kendra's gonna take them all.
I was so sure that it was not like we were not doing animated that I like.
Well, Google said it was a sitcom.
Yeah,
it is a sitcom.
I just wanted it to be animated.
Oh no, I did. I had one animated
because a lot of times, like they'll be like, "Oh, we're not." We always is animated, and now here we are.
I had Mr. Burns. Well, Cam, what you got?
Okay.
hold on. Give me 1 second. I just got to make sure I find the fucking name, and I say it correctly. All right, here we go. Oh, god damn it. Is that someone's ass in a chair shifting? I'm so sorry. I'm taking too long. Okay, I'm gonna go with Jerry Smith from
From what?
From Rick and Morty. I just I just wrote it down. I'm so excited.
Well, I didn't have a lot of animated, but I had animatronic. I'm going Salem the Cat from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Nice. That's a good one. Okay, well, I guess I better go ahead and take. I had Patrick, I had Flanders. I guess I'm going to go with Chef from South Park.
That's a banger. Excellent pick.
I had to take South Park off the board now.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely did. That's, I'm just...
All right.
I Harvey. Feel like you've opened a can of worms with the animated stuff now.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Honestly, because
to be fair, I had Chef written down already.
just for animated. We could have did this in a whole category just for animated.
Yep. Yes.
Not enough.
Like I said, I wrote down a lot.
I do have a bunch. I'm good. I'm good for the rest of this. For my first of back-to-back picks, I'm going to go with Jackie from Roseanne.
No. No. That's my next.
I wrote down David.
Not anymore.
No. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Well, that round
even the started
with a lot of drama. Shanae from Martin.
Asshole.
How rude. Patrick from SpongeBob. Maggie from The Simpsons. Jerry from Rick and Morty. Jerry Smith. That's what he said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Salem from Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. Chef from South Park. And Jackie from Roseanne. That was rude, too. Well, Harvey, go ahead and start the round five.
Oh, round five.
You're going to set off how the rest of this goes. Don't fuck up.
Oh, man. No pressure.
No pressure
at all. None. I am going to go from a show that I wasn't a fan of very much, but this character was important. I am going to go with Wilson from Home Improvement.
Oh,
him down.
I had Al.
Shakira picking mother.
Amanda.
damn it. I am gonna pick Roy Kent from Ted Lasso.
Kent?
Fuck Apple TV.
No, don't have it.
If you've watched Ted Lasso, you know Roy Kent is the female gaze.
Yes. Special belt.
I'm gonna go. Ooh, I'm gonna go Schmidt from New Girl.
Kendra. I almost said Schmidt, and I changed it to Roy. We are literally in the same brain right now.
No, I was gonna coach. I literally was gonna coach next pick. I was gonna coach next pick.
Cam.
Okay, I need variety, and to be honest, I love this show. So. No shame. Marie Barone from Everybody.
Yes.
Because that woman was terrible and I loved it.
Like, I am surprised she lasted this Frank. Long.
Frank was just as bad. But
Frank
Marie,
was my next one.
Marie is amazing. Dre.
I put her down, yeah.
Okay. Because the top five is really an ensemble, I'm gonna stick with the top five. However, though, for my fiance who loves the show, and I love the show as well, let's go Ricket from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Nice.
Cricket.
I was like, who is Ricket?
Rickety Cricket, that's what I'm going to say. Rickety Cricket from...
I had that down. Yeah. All right, Chris.
I am a little surprised. Nobody's picked anything from Modern Family yet.
No, don't do it!
Please do it.
Yes, because
I'll give you a dollar.
Did you say Luke?
That was supposed to be Cameron.
I wrote down Luke.
Okay, well, I think they all cover it. To me, they're kind of ensemble anyway. But yeah, I'm going Modern Family.
Cam from Modern Family?
Yep.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Casey? What you got?
I think it's time for me to steal an idea from Kendra. Well, she kind of did it, but I'm not going to go animatronic. I'm going to go full on real life animal. I'm going to go Buck Bundy, Married with Children.
Nice.
I had Marcy.
I had Marcy as well.
Too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. There you go. All right.
All right. So that round we had Wilson from Home Improvement, Roy Kent from Ted Lasso, Schmidt from New Girl, Marie Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond, Cricket from It's Always Sunny, Cam from Modern Family, and Buck Bundy, everyone's favorite dog from Married with Children. And Casey, what's your bench? How are we ending it?
I don't know though. Now we could like.
Yes.
No.
I surprisingly still have a lot left. I would, but I have a lot left.
I feel like I set myself up to get Dre's vote with my Shanae pick.
That you spoke for me.
I think I'm going to try and solidify Dre's vote for my roster by picking Granddad Freeman.
You mother!
That might be the winning pick right there. God, you whore.
Oh my goodness.
You son of a motherless.
I don't know what you've been drinking in that pussy juice, but put it down.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
great. I thought you were going with Maggie Simpson.
Great pick. Oh, my goodness. Good. Oh, 100% good pick. I was going to pick no relation. I was going to pick him. Oh my God. Oh,
man.
Really good pick.
We've been rubbing off on him, and I really don't like it. Like, I'm really he's a timeout.
We're surrounded by too many black people now.
That's the problem.
Eventually, we're going to get invited to a cookout. So
it's just like they're all up in the Kool-Aid, and they know the flavors. This is the problem.
Next, he's going to have an afro and a big dick. Do you understand that reference?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. That comment wins. There's nothing I can say there after.
Yeah.
Oh, yep, that one's
case is closed.
Chris.
Wow. She no matter what I pick, so will not be up.
Wow. Oh, that was phenomenal. You messed everybody up, dude. Casey, you bastard. Whoa.
Casey threw me into the twilight zone. What the hell is that?
With that chalky-ass pale face of his.
Oh, my God.
Evidently, it's not that pale anymore. I picked Shanae and freaking Granddad Freeman.
Dude, had you picked Uncle Ruckus, dude, it would have been over. Uncle Ruckus would have been amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Sorry, Chris, it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to go old school. And I am going the Fonz on Happy Days.
Nice.
You suck. I thought I had that for my bench. Damn it.
That was my bench, too.
Oh, my God. Great pick. Great pick.
Okay.
Fantastic pick.
I'm just going to try to make Harvey happy with this pick. He told me that this character was the best character in the 80s.
Oh, you suck. Are you taking Dan Fielding?
I'm taking Dan Fielding.
I was on my list too.
Oh, you know you're going to win then. Those night court.
You're chopping me up. Back to back picks of mine. Okay. I see you.
I'll pay attention. There you go.
Okay. That was a good one.
Okay. I struggle. Because the person is a main in a show and then a supporting character in a more newer show. And I love him. And so I'm trying to decide, do I pick the old show or do I pick the new show? Because they're both fantastic.
Whisper it in my ear and I'll tell you.
But whisper in store that is seen and heard. And Tyler, that's his real name, sorry. Gregory Eddy from Abbott Elementary.
A good pick. Good pick.
What show was he on before?
Well,
he was Everybody Hates Chris.
Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Well, I'm going to go with Roger from Sister Sister.
Nice.
That's a great choice.
And Amanda.
I can't believe I'm about to say this because I never thought I would with this topic. I could still do a part two. I have so many more written down that we haven't even touched yet. Which is
I thought I was in trouble, but no.
But anyway, this is one of my favorite shows, and I don't think other people share my love for it. But I am going with Captain Raymond Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
He was on mine.
Fantastic pick.
I'm not going to lie. You guys are welcome for my two off-the-wall picks being Shanae and...
Stop acting like you're the only one that thought of Shanae.
Yeah, you were the only person that
I was the one that had to call the kudos
for getting it.
And Harvey.
How do I end this? Oof.
You need an animated pick, Harvey.
I was thinking about that, and when she said Roger, I thought she was going in a different direction.
Oh.
But I don't know if I'm going to pick
Intergalactic.
That. Yeah, Okay. I'm going to go random because I think it's funny. I am going to go... No, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do Niles from The Nanny.
Oh, I have Niles. Yep.
Niles too. It's going to be hard to vote for this one.
Yeah.
The Nanny.
Okay, so here are our rosters. Harvey at Urkel from Family Matters, Jack from Will and Grace, Sandra Clark 227, Jackie from Roseanne, Wilson Home Improvement, and Niles from The Nanny, Amanda, Kitty That 70s Show, Kimmy Gibbler Full House, Rafi The League, Chef from South Park, Roy Kent, Ted Lasso, and Captain Raymond Holt from Brooklyn 9999. And then I had Nicolini from Boy Meets World, Titus and Brickville Kimmy Schmidt, Janet from The Good Place, Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Schmidt from New Girl, Roger from Sister Sister, Cam, you had Raj from The Big Bang Theory, Jazz from Fresh Prince, Tom from Parks and Rec, Jerry Smith from Rick and Morty, Marie from Everybody Loves Raymond, and then Gregory Eddy from Abbott Elementary. That was hard because everybody hates Chris Wesley.
Yeah.
I was like, Raymond, I love him. And then Dre had Stanley from The Office, Ethel from I Love Lucy, Martin Crane from Frasier, Maggie from The Simpsons, Cricket from It's Always Sunny, and Dan Fielding from Night Court. And Chris, you had George Costanza from Seinfeld, Rudy from The Cosby Show, Alan from Two and a Half Men, Patrick from SpongeBob, Cam from Modern Family, the Fonz from Happy Days, Barney from How I Met Your Mother, Pops from Blackish, Woody from Cheers, Shanae from Martin, Buck from Married with Children, and Granddad Freeman from The Boondocks.
That pick, right?
I'm picking Dre or Casey to win this.
I know it's.
This is a good one.
We all have good picks, but I think Dre and Casey have this in the bag.
God is true, though. I went Dan because I wanted to fuck with Harvey, but real shit, I was going on my last pick, my personal last pick. I was going to go Smokey from The PJs.
I had.
I really was. I was so close.
I was gonna go Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell.
Me too. I thought about that, but I'm like, let me not do that.
Cooper from freaking the one
from Boy. Yes, from the Grundy years. Oh, there's.
I wrote those random ass ones like Boner from Growing Pains.
Yes. I had Boner.
Yes. Yes.
I had. You know, I had Flo from Alice way back. Kiss My Grits. Remember her?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So one I really wanted to pick for my bench, but I don't, other than me and my husband, I don't know anybody that has watched this show, but I just think it's funny. James Vanderbeek from Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, because he plays himself and it's hilarious. But I was like, nobody's going to vote for me because nobody watched that show. But it was really funny.
To do Florence from The Jefferson's. But
she was on mine.
There's so many things.
Was on my list.
Exactly. No, there's so many shows that did not get touched.
You know why?
Emily, I almost did.
You know why I don't hit Schitt's Creek? Because it's a fucking horrible show.
No, it's not.
That show is horrible. Thank you. I appreciate it. That show was horrible.
Emily, I almost picked Stevie.
Stevie would have been my pick. I would have gone with Stevie.
I wrote down Stevie. I also had Six from Blossom. Nobody remembers Blossom.
Oh, don't worry. Black people remember because she went on to do what? What was she on? Stevie went to do something. No. From Blossom, she went to do something. Was she on the Parkers?
Oh, she was on the Parkers.
Was she on Moesha? Yeah.
The Parkers. Schmidt came in college. Well, that wraps that up. Dre, thank you for giving me the reins tonight. Next time you hear us again, we'll be drafting 90s comedies and 90s movie soundtrack songs. But let's say our goodbyes. Chris, let's go ahead and start with you.
Well, first off, thank you for having me. I need to go have some coffee now.
Yeah.
I bet.
Thanks for staying up.
It was my pleasure. I'm Chris again from Today We Laugh and Learn podcast. If you just want to learn something new, something random, we're going to teach it to you. Tune in anytime you want. And again, thank you, everybody. Honored to be on this fabulous show. And thank you for not stealing all my picks.
Listen, Chris.
Just some.
Chris, listen, just some. Again, happy anniversary. 1 year anniversary to your show.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you haven't listened to it, God is truth. It's outside of ours because I love ours. Outside of ours. And that it is one of the best indie podcasts on Good Pods. Like, you go watch it. Go listen to it. It's fantastic. All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And Casey?
Yes. Just like Dre said, thank you, Chris, for coming on. It was a lot of fun.
Happy anniversary as well.
Thank you.
Just really quick, because I didn't do it earlier. You can find Anything at the Movies, everybody's favorite movie-based podcast, where, as requested by Harvey, in the next month, we will be eating stale popcorn and drinking watered-down sodas. Thank you, Harvey, for that request. We are looking to start biopic month here in the next week. We've got some other big stuff coming up on the horizon as well. Episode 4 of Season to Season is coming up this week as well. Stay tuned for that. Dre and CJ and I will be discussing Season 4 of House. Literature Reapers with Amanda and Shanna will be debuting really, really soon, since I had free time today to not watch videos on my phone and actually read my book, and I got done. So be ready and looking out for that. As always, though, I'm humbly honored to be a part of this great network. I love you guys all to death. You can find all of our great shows on www.idnmtrpodcastnetwork.com. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
So before Casey goes, actually, if she can make it, Cam will probably be on the episode as well. So just let you know.
I cherish the time Thursday? Cam is with us.
On Thursday, yeah.
Yay! I am excited to hear Cam's thoughts on Season 4.
I love House. So, yes, it's all a matter of the time of day that you guys do it.
It's definitely in the day. I'll hit you up, I promise.
All right. Well, Cam, other than Season 4 of House, let's hear your goodbyes.
My goodbyes are simple. As usual, I'm just glad that I could be here with you guys. You guys continue to make this hard on me and screw me at every chance you get, but I love you. And so I will allow it. No, I'm just kidding. No, I genuinely appreciate all of you guys. Chris, it was awesome meeting you. And yeah, have a good night. See you at the next episode.
Great meeting you too. Hope we meet up.
Yes.
Yeah, now, Amanda, what you got going on?
Yeah, I echo the same sentiments. Chris, so nice to meet you, and always glad to have a new guest on the show. That makes this more exciting. I am the host of The Sip List, which is a top five podcast. Any top fives you want to do, we will do it. Mostly movies, TV shows, music, books, but I'm open to other topics. Like Casey said, also co-host of An Evening at the Movies, as well as co-host of Crime Rewind, which is a brand new show where Shanna and I talk about cold cases and try to bring new light to them. And we hope to one day solve a cold case, but at the very least, we're giving these victims the attention that they so well deserve. So please check that out.
All right. And Harvey? Fuck
cold cases.
Hello. So thank you, Chris, for coming on. Fun times were had. You are welcome to come back anytime. Thank you. We had a ball.
And don't be scared of us.
I won't. I just have to set my alarm very early.
I know. And I would like to say to every one of you, you're welcome for coming up with the great subject that was supporting actors, supporting characters in sitcoms. You're welcome. I do my best work for you guys. I am happy to be a member of this I Did Not Make These gym. Rankings podcast network. This was fun. And I love hanging out with you guys coming up. And the next time I win, I have an absolutely ridiculous one. Absolutely. You think this one was crazy? I have a new one.
Does Casey. You just wait.
To start with the letter A, who was born in 1942 and starred in a sitcom.
That sounds about right, Kendra. That sounds about right.
I cannot wait to drop one on you guys. It has to be a character named
Harvey within a certain time frame.
Oh, that's my mission.
Named Harvey throughout time.
It was so much fun. I love this subject, and I applaud everybody for doing their research. This was so good. Either way, can't wait to do this next week. I hope I win at least one of these so I can drop some utter foolishness on you guys. But Chris, thank you for coming. Everybody,
thank you again for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure.
Oh, you just wait. Trey? I've got something in store for you. sir.
Okay, well, that was loud. Okay, first and first, thank you to Kendra for taking all the reins today. I'm not gonna
lie. Yay, Kendra,
you did a good job. Great job.
She really did a fantastic job. I literally asked her literally this morning to do this because I'm exhausted. Babies keep me up all night. That's what it is. Aww. All right. So I want to thank Kendra
running
for right. I want to thank Kendra for doing this. Next week will be 90s everything. And don't get listen. I love the 90s. I love the 80s. But we don't do 2000s. We don't do 2010s. So I thought about it.
So I need clarification on that. But I'll wait until after like we. Yeah. I need clarification on what y'all mean.
We got you. We got effort. But listen, I do want to thank Kendra for hosting. I do want to thank Chris for coming across the pond. Was it 5 o'clock in the morning there?
Did she leave the house?
Virtual.
Yeah. I got up at 4:30 for this, people. Yeah,
it's like, I applaud you. And that's one spot. Hell of a pond that she crossed.
Listen, I am DeAndre Robinson, host of Everything Masturbators with Cam, do one-on-ones, the drafts, the review shows, and season to season. And think about doing another one with the fiance, Emily. We don't know yet. We're doing yet. We think about doing a wrestling base, but we don't know yet. So we are very busy here. Thank you, Kendra, again. And I'm going to pass it to you.
I'm Kendra. Thank you for letting me host. And you can just check out crushgasmpodcast.com or Crushing on the 90s. We have some good conversation about Hootie and the Blowfish coming up and that thing you do. So check it out.
Only want to be with you.
Yeah, we talk about why
90s soundtracks.
Why a fifth grader would be really into Hootie and a Blowfish. But yeah, thank you. And you can find everything at IDN, MTR, podcastnetwork.com. And until next time. Good night. Good morning. Good evening.
Before we leave, Kendra, I meant to ask this question before we started, but I'm asking now. Where do I get the sweater?
Oh, I ordered it. I got it for Valentine's Day. Well, I said you're getting me this for Valentine's Day.
I want one.
One of those sites that you see like on Instagram that just are like people monogram, and then I was like, okay, and it can be any color.
Put your thing up on TeePublic. That's what I did.
It's super cool.
No, I did. I had it made, but I am thing. I have some merch designs coming.
All right. With that being said, goodbye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.